is the 5x5 with your hosts, David and Nikki, bringing you the best in hot topics, trash, side eyes, and a little shade. Thanks for tuning in.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for coming in this tonight. We haven't been on that Tuesday in a while, I don't think. And of course, you know, it's True Story Tuesday. I'm kind of checking in the chat room. My friend Icon's there. Darling Nikki's there. And she hasn't called in yet because she's running late. So I'm going to need you to go ahead and call in, Darling Nikki, so we can get this show on the road. Like I said, it's True Story Tuesday. Thank you guys for tuning in. And I know some of you guys catch it on iTunes. Some people catch it on Stitcher. But now we're kind of in a transition mode. My friend Icon has transitioned his off-limit show to Spreaker, which I actually like Spreaker too. So I'm trying to transition it. But this is a better way for Dawn, Nikki, and I to call in and talk together and show together versus on Spreaker, because I haven't got all the kinks worked out of that yet. But I'm sure Icon will help me with all that. anyhow, like I said, thanks for calling in. Don't forget to check the blog at recycleblogtalk.blogspot.com and give us a tweet at Twitter at the 5x5. But again, True Story Tuesday. I haven't did one in such a long time. If you guys have listened to the show before in the past, on True Story Tuesday, I normally give a personal story, either it's current or something in the past that's happened to me, and then I talk about it on the show. And finally, we should do I should have a drum roll sound, because Darling Nikki has finally made the call. I think you're there, right?
Hi.
She's late. She don't get highs. This is why me and Dawn and Nikki, I get mad at her for 5 minutes in 5 minute increments, because she don't act right.
CP time.
Okay. Negroes. And I said Negroes. I didn't say the other N word. And we should have postponed this show another 30 minutes because Patti LaBelle is on Jenna, and she looks phenomenal. Let me see Miss Patty. tonight we're going to have a show directly after the show at 1. At 12 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we're going to do a tech show, which is something we haven't done before, I don't think. I talk about a lot of different stuff on the Fanboy Friday show. And that's going to change to Fanboy Weekly because I'm just kind of all mixed up with my dates. But anyhow... that's going to be directly after the show, so you might have to click the link. I think you can go ahead and extend it since it's crossing the timeline and days, you know, with BTR. Anyhow, back to the main reason of today's evening show. True Story Tuesday. Darling Nikki, you know, a couple of weeks ago, I was telling you, I was at work, and these mosquitoes, I don't know if you have bad mosquitoes up in Indy, but they are killing me this year. I mean, and I don't know if you can bear to... mosquitoes, and I know you so Avon occasionally, and they said that skin yeah. So I'm, you know what, you could have sent me some. I've been talking about mosquito bites for how long now?
I'll send you some, but they're bothering me because I'm always in the garden, and so I found something new, but I can tell you about that later.
But well, no, you need to go on and share, because I mean, every time I walk outside, the other day I'm coming home from work and one had gotten in the car. When I get out of the car, both of my legs have like golf ball size knots on my legs because the mosquito, can you be allergic to mosquito bites?
Yeah, you can. Something?
Well, I'm obviously very allergic, and so is my nephew. He swells up really, really bad, and I mean, I have these, I think if you're on my Facebook page, I've put pictures on there with these big welts from these mosquitoes. Anyhow, they must love me. I must be sweet or something. I'm not that sweet. But no. And so I was at work the other day, and you know, I work in a neighborhood with homes and things like that. And so a local neighbor of where I work at, I'm outside and we're doing whatever. So me and her had this exchange about the mosquitoes. And I'm like, girl, these mosquitoes are tearing me up. I want to ask. She's like, well, you know, David, you need to get one of them salmonella candles. And so you know me. You know, I don't try to provoke anybody. Well, sometimes I do. I don't try to be
Is it
mean.
Chicken flavored? Salmonella candles, are they chicken
girl,
flavored?
You know, and you know me. And so I'm looking at her, and I'm like, excuse me? She said, you know, get you some of them salmonella candles, and you can sit them here on the deck, and, you know, they won't stay, so you can be out here without getting bit by a mosquito. I'm like, I said, don't you mean citronella candles? And citronella candles, that's how you pronounce it? And so she says, she's like, no, David, you're so crazy. She's like, and mind you, this neighbor right now, she's not talking to me because we had a little exchange over there. Well, not even that. You know, she's one of these people that wants to interject herself in other people's business. So I had to slap her down, and she didn't like a black man slapping her down. She even tried to tell her boyfriend, the motorcycle rider, on me. I didn't care because I went and told them both off. But anyhow, so we're not speaking, which is fine with me. But anyhow, so she's like,
take
no,
you
dude.
And your chicken-smelling foul candles.
Okay. Because I don't think Yankee sells salmonella candles. I'm sure they don't. You know,
candles.
I don't want to. Okay. I don't want to smell that. This smells like, well, maybe it smells like Thanksgiving dinner or KFC or something like that. But she was serious. When I tell you she was serious, if you guys have listened to the show before, I have a thing about people who pronounce words wrong. And I have, what was that show called that I did about, it was called Words with Friends. And I had a coworker that pronounced consume. And then I had Avon lady that pronounced mocha. And, you know, so I'm trying to help you out so you don't like a fool. And so she's like, no, Dave, you're so crazy. She's like, you know, the salmonella candles. I'm like, are you sure that's what they're called? And in my mind, I'm like, I know you're wrong and you're just being an idiot right now. And I think she's playing at first, but she says, she's like, you know what? Let's go to Lowe's and ask for the salmonella candles. They'll know what you're talking about. I'm like, I'm not going to Lowe's and asking them about nothing that has to do with salmonella to get my black behind kicked out the store.
But they'll know what you're talking about. I dare you.
Well, I'm sure they will. They're not going to call me stupid, you know. What did you just – oh, you put it in the chat room. But, no, that was my story. I haven't had a exchange like that in a while. About people pronouncing words wrong. I was at either Big Lots or somewhere, and they had a display of citronella candles. I know I'm pronouncing that wrong myself, but it's closer than salmonella. And
no,
I took a picture.
Citronella. Citronella.
And so I took a picture of it so I could show it to her. But since we're not talking now, I can't say, "Look, you're stupid." But anyhow, it doesn't matter.
So here's what I do, because I sell it, and I posted the link in the chat room, but I sell it through Avon, and you can get the Skin So Soft, you know, that they've had for years and years and years, and it's an oil, or they do have the bug spray that you either spray on you, or it's an aerosol, and it has, you know, SPF for the sun, but I've been in the garden almost all summer, and you know this, and so it for me, and so I kept seeing on the TV that there's this dome. Oh my God, it's a dome! Seriously, and
the thing
you
put on your pocket.
Yes, and I put you almost got to center it on your body. So I put it like on my shirt or something on, like I center it, you know. And so, but it creates a dome around you, and so those bugs can't get in the dome.
Does it really work? I don't know if I believe that.
It works. It does. Really? And this is like, what is it, Deep Woods or some off-brand or whatever.
See,
but
I have Deep
works.
Woods off-spray. But I've seen those things because it's like a little barrier, supposedly, and the commercial shows the mosquito bugs are going to it, and they just like hit an invisible wall. Is that what it is?
They don't get in there. I'm telling you, they do not get in. Now, I've put it on with something else, too, mind you. But they don't get in there. And I'm like, ooh-wee. Because I had gotten, like, almost like flu-like symptoms at one point, and I was like, I wonder if I got West Nile, because I had been bit, like, all
that's what I'm afraid of, because of
my body.
Me too. In the west side of town here, they've said that they have like 5 cases of West Nile, and I don't live close to the west side, but I'm like, okay, I can't get sick like that, because that's killing folks. But somebody told me to use, what's the stuff you use when you're congested? Oh, Vicks Vapor Rub. Vicks. They said that works. Is that true? Have you heard that?
I don't know, but I'll try anything, because I don't like getting bit, and it just, ooh, it's horrible. You'd be itching, and...
She's such a girly girl. and also I heard putting the dryer sheets that you use for when you're drying your clothes.
Yeah.
Is that supposed to work? Those things I've heard. And somebody told me something else, to mix water and either peppermint or something. Some type of mint. Put it in like atomizer and spray it on you. And it's supposed to work. That's what I heard.
Well, see, so we're growing mint in the garden, so I can just, I'll tear up some dryer sheets, and I'll tear off some pieces of mint,
okay.
And I have that dome, and then I have some of this bug guard that I sell, and I'm set. They're not going to mess with me.
Yeah,
I'll be smelling kind of funny, but they're not going to mess
okay.
with me.
Okay, they're like, what kind of cologne do you have on? That's not Happy by Clinique. I'm like, look, she tried to have one of the designer imposters, and it's called Stankonia. But real quick, we'll take a quick break, and then Darling Nikki is going to lead us through a top 10 that she shared with me today, which I think is hilarious. I have some things to add to it, but we'll be back in not even a couple of minutes. Give us a second to get Darling Nikki ready for the top 10. We'll be right back.
Hit me. Go.
I told you to be really, really brief. That was Tamar Braxton with The One. I love that song. That's my song for the summer, even though I'm not dating anyone.
It was all a dream. I love that part.
Because I made a CD with this song, a Ashanti song where they used that sample, the original Juicy Fruit by, was it Matume?
M2May.
And the song that Biggie did, Juicy, I put that all, and they played back to back to back. I'm like, that's too much. But I'll be bouncing in the car. You know how I do. But anyhow, so, Nicole, earlier today, because I've done my first top 10 show on Spreaker, which, like I said, we're going to get over there eventually. And so the top 10 of 10 things you don't say to a black person. I thought it was kind of funny. You know, I'm still working out the kinks over there. But so check that out. That is on Spreaker. Actually, I did upload it to Blog Talk Radio, so you guys can listen to it here as well. So Nicole shared me earlier. Her top 10 was it 10 things that you shouldn't say to an ex if you run into them out in the street or out in public somewhere, correct?
Yeah.
So what you got, girl?
Just something I threw together. Okay. So number one, is that your chick? Don't say that, because after they leave you, you know, the other one, of course, isn't going to probably look as good as you. So number two, what happened to you? Okay, so he's probably let himself go a little bit, and he's not with you, so he's not next to you, so he's not going to be looking as fabulous as he has been. Number three, what happened to us? So if you don't know by now what happened with y'all, you'll know in time. And but don't ask him now when you're out in public, because that's the decision he made. So, you know, respect that. Number four.
Real quick. Anytime I see an ex of mine, I go the other way. I'm not trying to look at you, because most of my exes I'm not friends with. So there might be a brawl. So I go the other way. I'm like, oh, Lord, here we go. But anyhow, go ahead.
What if they're in the car next to you and they're, like, waving you down and hanging out of the car waving to get your attention? What do you do then?
Hopefully, if I'm in the car, I'm probably going to say that, drop an F-bomb, throw a finger up, and hopefully No Scrubs will be queued up on my CD player, and so I can start playing No Scrubs. You know, and hopefully the car looks better than there. But the thing is, if I'm by myself and they're with their partner, significant other, husband, wife, whatever, I wouldn't want them to see me. I don't know why, I just wouldn't. And plus, I'm not feeling as confident as I was several years ago, because I haven't seriously dated in a while now. But right now, actually, the exes, my most recent exes, are in Atlanta, and I'm in Indiana, so I shouldn't have any encounters with them. I'm going to Atlanta at the end of this month, hopefully, and maybe I'll run into one or two. But I'm friends with some of them, not all of them. Anyhow, go ahead.
So number four, what never to say to your ex if you run into them in public, would be nothing. Don't say nothing. Because if you don't say anything at all, they're going to think you're mad. So try this. Okay. Go. Mm-hmm. All right now. Uh-huh. Okay.
What about a side eye?
At least you said something.
I'm giving, if I have to be in their presence, I'm probably going to give them a side eye. I'm just going to look at you real crazy. But most of my ex know I'm crazy, so they're probably going to avoid me as well. But I'm going to look at you real crazy.
Number five, don't laugh, because that's just awkward. Number six, where are you going? That question is probably what got y'all in trouble in the first place. Where are you going? Where are you going? Number eight, how's a family member, or how's your mom, how's your dad, how's your sister, how's your brother? Because if you're all that concerned, call them yourself. If you don't have the number, well, then you're probably not all that close to their family member.
Well,
number
my
nine.
My exes can't call any of my family members. I wish they would. If once we're done, we're done. I don't care how close you're to anybody in my family. You can't talk to them, and I'm going to give them strict instructions not to talk to you.
Because some people make friends just because of that reason. They're like, oh, well, I still talk to see what's going on in your life. Well, I still talk to your sister, your brother, your mom, your dad, you know. And then they can kind of, like, on the sly, keep tabs with you, you know.
Not on my watch.
Number nine, can I borrow some money? Okay, this might have got y'all, or this might have been what got you the title X, too. So don't ask for no money when you see them out. And number 10, take me back. And start crying and grabbing ankles.
Okay, just being drugged across the floor. Well, what if? But here's what if you can you ask how old the person they're with? If they're with somebody, say they're with somebody else. It's like, can you say, well, how old is she? Because that's what I'm going to say. If I see them and they're with somebody that looks younger, I'm going to call them out. Of course, I kind of know my issues with dating younger people. I'm like, well, how old is she? Where'd you meet him at? You know, where'd you meet her at?
That's all off limits. No.
What? Girl, because I'll throw some mean shade. I can see myself saying, oh, I see your new partner has discovered the softer side of Sears. Yeah, I'll say stuff like that.
Or you better check ID before you catch a case.
Okay. I'm like, ooh, yeah, they was at the clinic. You know, I'll make up some stuff, something ugly, okay. Something nasty, just so it would come out of my mouth raunchy. Because I'm not nice. People think I'm nice, but I'm not. I can see you. But what would you really do if you really ran into an ex? What would you really do? Because I know I had one ex, and you know the whole story, that after the relationship was ended, everything volatile, very, very volatile. And every time we seen each other, it was like somebody had dropped an atom bomb in the space we were in. But I was younger then, a little crazy. And it was just crazy how we just always, every time we seen each other, there was going to be a fight. But he always had backup, you know, because he was dating somebody else. And I'm like, I can't take on both of y'all. You know, and so then what would you really do? I'm like, say tomorrow.
Really? I would just smile and say hi and just walk away. I mean, you know, I mean, if they want to open things up for conversation, fine. But I would just approach it cordially, you know, and smile and act like I'm on top of the world. And hopefully I'm looking like I'm on top of the world and I'm not like – hair all over my head and got my glasses on and no makeup on and eating a donut. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. So okay, here's a difference. Here's a different scenario. This is somebody that you. Okay, it's two different things. We only got 7 minutes, so for this show, if it's just somebody you were dating, say very very briefly, and you were way more into them than they obviously was into you, and you seen them out the first time after that, kind of maybe the phone call stopped. What do you say?
Mm-hmm. Well, that happened, and I didn't say nothing. He was the one hanging out the window. I didn't say nothing. I was
that's right. You told me about that.
I was like, I'm in the left turn. Yes, I got the arrow.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
See, yeah, it's probably a good
but
thing.
But I was in my car, so it wasn't like we were face to face. If we were face to face, that person would have probably thrown in a dig, you know, and kind of, you know, oh, I thought you'd be in on top of the world by now or something, you know.
Oh, is he like that? That's shade. You know, it's such a good thing we don't live in the same city. We'd be in trouble. I'm like, girl, get your pocketbook. Let's go. We got to ride out. You know, we will be knocking on somebody's door. The thing is, I dated one person, and I've had my crazy streaks. And Icon, close your ears. You're not supposed to hear that because your friend, your a Blog Talk Radio friend, is a little psycho sometimes. I remember one time. Because I thought somebody that was dating was cheating on me. And you know this story. And I get off work because not answering the phone. I'm like, you always need to answer my calls because I know you're at home.
I remember.
You know? And so yeah. I drive past and there's a car in front of the house. Because the thing is, between where I live and where I worked, his house was in the middle. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm driving past this house, you know. So I roll on over there, and I'm rolling. I get, there's a car over there. And so I called one more time, gave you an opportunity to answer the door. And I was like, oh, he ain't going to answer the door. So I roll on up to the driveway, jump out the car, bang on the door. Knock, 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 knock. Nobody answered. Went around to the side because he had a little side entrance. Knock, 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 knock. Nobody answered. And so the knocks became banging. And so he finally comes out, and he was in there with one of his family members. They was having a family moment, and I interrupted, and I had to leave.
Okay, see, that brings something to my attention because, I mean, that brings something to my mind because that happened to me when I was in college. When I was here in college, I was dating this guy. That happened to me, and I knocked and knocked and knocked and knocked and knocked, and he comes to the door all wet, had been in the shower. And then there was, like, somebody leaving from the back, or either I heard someone or something like that. But anyway, to make a long story short, fast forward up, 20 years, kind of giving out my age, we working at the same place. And I told you about this, and this was, like, maybe a few months ago, and we didn't speak at all to each other. It's almost like, okay, I think I recognize you, but because we both changed a whole lot. So it's like, okay. So, you know, that's kind of different because it's like, okay, yeah, I think I know who you are, but, you know, I can play it off like I didn't recognize you. Yeah, so that was kind of different. It was awkward. And then through the grapevine, I found out kind of like his story and, you know, so anyway.
You was being a psycho stalker.
Back in my little 20-year-old days.
I ain't too proud to lie. But real quick, but something happened to me with the guy. He had a beauty salon. And I was going somewhere. I had to rent to get some gas. I drove past, and I had seen a car there that wasn't his car. So I'd run to get some gas, and I'd come back, and the car is gone because he knew I was coming. I'm going to make this real quick. And so he opened the door because it was after hours. And so this is me and my crazy. I did the smell test. Have you ever did the smell test on somebody?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, you need to drop them. And I'm like, you know, you've been at work all day. That don't smell like soap. I'm sorry. It smelled like Ivory Zest, Leva 2000, all that stuff. I'm like, boy, what have you been doing? Because you've been working since 8 o'clock, and I come in, it's like 9 o'clock, and you smell fresh as a daisy. What's up with that? This is on the downward spiral. But anyhow, well, thanks for the top 10. That was kind of funny. That was funny. So guys, look for this on the website. I'll also push this to Spreaker as well at some point in the week, and we're going to get ready. The next show here at 1 a.m., 12 a.m. in 1.5 minutes, we're going to do a little app show. So guys, keep on tuning in. I'm going to kind of hang out and see what happens. Thanks, Icon. Icon is one of our best, or the best supporter of the 5x5 show. He's a
Icon.
he's taught and showed me a lot about the ins and outs of BTR. But I'm just like a little loyal puppy dog. I'm following him over. Spreaker. All right, so we're going to jump off here and come right back. Give us a second. Nicole, you might have to call back in.
All right, bye-bye.